Global warming appears to be in full effect. The past week, people here in New York and across the country have been enjoying all kinds of spring, frankly, summer activities, which, of course, has had its benefits for people itching to get outside. But it, of course, has had a very strange effect on nature. It was announced today that the Cherry Blossom Festival dates have been moved up in Washington, D.C. by a month because warm weather has caused them to blossom that much earlier. It's not just cherry blossoms. Global warming is affecting the animal world, too. For weeks, one of our producers, Bob Hand, has been talking about how global warming is causing horse and human shrinkage. As in, warm periods of history, horses were the size of cats and people were 4 feet tall. But the impact of climate change on sharks is in the here and now. According to reps for the Atlantis in Dubai, the warm weather, and that's saying something in Dubai, believe me, has led to sharks aggressively procreating at an alarming rate. Describing the matings as a fiery union, the Atlantis director of marine life says shark spring break is expected to produce 10 new baby sharks this year and more next year. By the way, there's only 60 sharks there right now. So it doesn't end there. The shark orgy is a much bigger and more widespread problem as seas around the world warm. According to researchers at the University of Queensland, 57 hybrid sharks have been found off the east coast of Australia. The experts speculate that the interbreeding is the result of sharks trying to survive climate change and warn that, quote, other closely related shark and ray species around the world may be doing the same thing. So, the next time you're outside enjoying the warm weather, remember this, those cherry blossoms might be really nice, but yeah, they're bringing super sharks with them. That was a truly disturbing story we stumbled upon. Thanks so much, as always, for watching. Sweet dreams. Anderson Cooper 360 starts now.